Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, Dan Sherry. It is April 24th, 2016. Hopefully I'm coming across okay. Just ran into some technical difficulties with not only my Bluetooth, but my calling into Blog Talk Radio disconnected a few times, and I couldn't sync up my Bluetooth. I'm not going to go off on a tangent here, but I must say that I despise technology with an incredible passion, and I have left recent jobs because of how much I despise technology, and I vow to never have to work with technology again in my life. I'm sure I'll have to use computers and that kind of thing. I can understand that, but I used to work for a cell phone carrier. I won't name who it was, but to have worked with grown men who were 30s, 40s, 50s, even older in age, and they fell over each other when each one would get the new cell phone, the new iPhone. They would literally go into each other's cubicles in groups, just pack in around each other and just gawk over these stupid cell phones. I hate cell phones. I despise cell phones with a passion. They're convenient when you need them, but when they don't work, they suck, and all the apps, all the horse shit that people just think is, the things they think are so fun, games and the apps and all this stuff, I'm so bored with it. I am just sick to my stomach with technology, just sick. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about tonight, so I'm going to get off it. Just want to let you know that I started 10 minutes late. I apologize for that, but generally I'm pretty good with this stuff, but a few things just came into place that stopped me from being able to start until 10 minutes late. Anyway, tonight I wanted to start with just a monologue about my thoughts about how it's possible that there are starving people in the world without clean water. And I saw an advertisement, a commercial on television today for a group called Food for the Poor. Their website is foodforthepoor.org. And while I feel maybe more passionately in support of people who don't have food and water in this world, I am so disturbed by the fact that we are now, in this country, the U.S. alone, we're being told we're $20 trillion in debt, $10 trillion alone in 7 years of Obama dictatorship and tyranny, $7 trillion in debt. This guy and his administration has spent more than $21 trillion over 7 years. $7 trillion. $21 trillion. I take that back. $7 trillion of which was overspent. $7 trillion was debt. I take that back. I'm messing up here. They have spent $21 trillion in 7 years, $10 trillion of which was debt. And I'm supposed to sit back fully recognizing what $21 trillion means. That's just an amount of money you can't fathom. You can't even conceive of how much money that is. And yet our economy is in a shambles. Our middle class is being decimated. Fewer and fewer people have work. And I and we and you are supposed to sit back and make any sense that there could conceivably be even one starving person on this planet. That's impossible to try to comprehend to me. Yes, there are 7 trillion or 7 billion people on the planet. Yes, that's a hell of a lot of people. But the U.S. alone, Obama and his administration, I'm going to call it an administration for the time being. I have other words for it. I'm going to try not to go off on a tangent right now. I'm going to try not to swear at least too much tonight. But these SOBs have spent $21 trillion in 7 years, and we can't feed the planet. That's just the U.S. alone. I don't know what the stats are for all of the world's spending, but it's got to be on the order of $60, $80, $100 trillion a year. Has to be. Even if it's $40 or $50 trillion, it's impossible to conceive that the leaders, so-called leaders of these countries, who aren't leaders, by the way, but I'm going to leave that as a side discussion. These people who claim they're leaders, the Hillary Clintons of the world, David Camerons, he's the I forget his title in the UK, in England, the premier, whatever his name is, president, whatever they call him, France, Italy, all the European countries, all the world combined. We can't come up with enough money to feed all of the starving people on this planet. Are you kidding? And I'm being shown pictures of people, these kids who are starving, skinny little kids. I've seen it before. I've grown up with it. They've done this my whole life. And they've taken maybe hundreds of trillions of dollars from us, these so-called leaders, these governments. Hundreds of trillions of dollars over the course of what, say 60, 70, 80 years of taking taxes from us and supposedly helping people around the world. And we still have starving people. We have starving people in the U.S. alone. And this bastard Obama, who a lot of people out there, maybe some of you support and think the world of, he has spent $21 trillion alone in his 7 years of being a dictator. And we still have inner city blacks in Chicago, for example. I read a report the other day that inner city blacks in Chicago are way worse off than they were before Obama became president. And of course, the discussion from any of you out there, you might be liberal or Democrat or fascist, whatever the hell you are, you're going to come back with an argument and say, well, the Republicans blocked Obama from doing what he wanted to do. That's bullshit. Obama spent $21 trillion. Actually, he probably spent a hell of a lot more than that. But we know for a fact he spent at least $21 trillion over 7 years. And we still have blacks out of work. We still have blacks in inner cities who can't feed themselves, who are receiving welfare, social programs, and such things. Really. I consider myself what's called a pragmatist. A pragmatist is somebody who's very practical. And what that means is you do, if you do something, you do something that's right. You choose to do the right thing. When you're confronted with an issue, you always need to choose to do the right thing. Sometimes it gets difficult, but by and large, you can choose to do the right thing. That's who and what I am. I'm a pragmatist. I don't have a problem understanding that there are problems with the inner city blacks, and it's not just inner city blacks, it's minorities, period. I get it. But when you understand the sheer amount of money that these bastards in these so-called governments, the sheer amount of money they've taken from their own people and spent it on bullshit and left us with nothing, that ought to piss an awful lot of people off. And I don't see it pissing people off. You know why? Because anybody who ends up in a difficult situation, except white men for the most part, and you can bust my balls about that, and I'm going to have something to say about that in a minute. White men pretty much don't have social programs. Most of the homeless people right now in the U.S. alone, most are white men. And if you don't agree with that, and you're going to tell me I'm racist, go ahead. I dare you. Most are white men. The polls show it. The data shows it. The research shows that most homeless people, and there are a lot of them in the U.S. alone, a majority, a massive majority, are white men. And you know why? Because white men can't go to some office and say, hey, I'm a minority. Can I get food stamps, welfare, cell phone, subsidized housing? Can I have free room and board? Can I have free heat, free electricity? Because that's what minorities are able to get. This whole concept of thinking that white men have things way better than anybody else, that was truth for a long time. But through affirmative action programs and a lot of other things that have changed over time, white men are in the minority now, and yet majority of the people out there now won't accept the fact that white men have troubles. Affirmative action sucks. Always did and it always will. And the reason is because the people who are going to take advantage of something like affirmative action are going to be those who, for example, are going to hate white men. I've seen it. I've been in a lot of corporate environments. I've worked for a lot of big companies. And their affirmative action programs stifle what white men can do in such organizations. It promotes minorities, sometimes for no reason at all. I've seen it happen. I've seen white men lose jobs who were highly qualified, had a lot of education, had a lot on the ball, were very good at what they did. But they were screwed out of jobs just because the government came along and said, hey, companies, screw white men if you need to. Take jobs from white men, even if they're more qualified, or even colleges. Don't accept white men who have great grades and have high IQs and play sports and all this stuff. Screw them. Take in people who are minorities. That's everybody else. Blacks, women, Latinos, Orientals. Doesn't matter. Anybody who's not a white man gets a special consideration in a lot of situations. Now, with my having said that, I am a white man. I admit it. I've had my share of benefits throughout my life by being male and white in this country, the U.S. I admit that. But now it's a very competitive environment. I have to be very careful what jobs I apply for. I've applied for jobs and been told, even after I interviewed for the jobs, and I've traveled hundreds of miles, and I'm not exaggerating about this. I've had a few where the people, the managers who interviewed me, after I had driven hours for a job interview, I've had them tell me that I wasn't going to get the job because I was a white man and that they needed to interview me just to be able to say to the government, hey, we interviewed white men and we found the person we're looking for and it's not the white men we interviewed. I'm not exaggerating. I can bring up examples. I'm not going to do it here. There are a lot of white men right now who are screwed. There have been a lot of inequities through the years, especially in the U.S. Things that white men had, jobs, money, security, power, etc., be based on what this country started out as. I'm the first to admit it. But through the last 60, 70 years of affirmative action alone, we white guys are screwed. And a really sad part about this is, and this gets back to what my monologue was about, actually. I've talked about this in previous radio programs. You should listen to those, the other things, other programs I've had. There's an actual power structure in this world right now. Bunch of people out there, I say a bunch, there aren't really that many of them, maybe a few hundred, a thousand, whatever. They are the ones who truly have all the money and the power. They include people like George Soros from the UK. This guy's a freaking billionaire. He's white. He's a billionaire. And he goes around and has he opens what are called non-governmental organizations, NGOs, meaning they're non-government affiliated. And he goes around, he was a big part of why the Occupy movement happened in the U.S. years back. People who hated capitalism, they all gathered in the thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, however many there were, and they marched on capitalists down on in New York City. Supposedly they were attacking the capitalists on Wall Street. They should have been attacking the big banks, and they didn't. They destroyed businesses of small mom-and-pop shops. They even destroyed businesses of black people who had nothing to do with these people not having jobs and everything else. And these people, these protesters in the Occupy movement, were kept alive by the very thing that they were protesting against, which was capitalism. And yet I, and pretty much all other white men, are blamed for all the very things that we're not doing. I've never put down a black person before. As a matter of fact, I've come close to getting into really violent fights protecting black people. And that's the truth. I am not a racist in any way, shape, or form. I never was and I never will be. And yet, because of people like George Soros and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, who are all incredibly wealthy, disgustingly wealthy, white men, hello, who own trillions and trillions of dollars, they're not the ones who people who don't have any money should attack. If you're out there and you're black, Latino, whatever, and you're in this country, the U.S., wherever you are, and you don't have anything, it's not because of me. I don't have much either. But because I have white skin, a lot of you hate me. Who's the racist? If you're out there and you're a different skin color than white, I don't care if you're male or female, and you feel like white men have screwed you, you're looking at the wrong white men. They're white men like me who are getting screwed, just like you are. And there are white men like George Soros and David Rockefeller and the Rothschild family and Bill Gates and many other people who have billions, if not trillions of dollars, who control everything. They control the banks. They make the economy go into recession, or they can make the economy grow. They choose what the economy does. They choose what your situation is if you're a minority and you're screwed right now. If you're an inner city black person and you don't have money, and I doubt you'd even be listening to this radio program, but if there are any of you out there who are listening, it's not because of what I do in my life. I have absolutely nothing to do with an inner city black person not having anything. If anything, I'd want to help you with what little I even have. Why? Because I'm getting screwed just like you are. We're all getting screwed by the people at the top who have the money and the power. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, George Soros, Bill Gates, and a lot of other people. They have a lot of money and they have a lot of power. They are the ones who screw you and screw me and everybody else on this planet. I despise them as much as you should, but a lot of you despise me because I'm a white man. I have nothing. I did nothing to you, anybody out there. I've never hurt another human being in my life. I've never had the chance, even if I wanted to, which I never would have wanted to. This is a real situation. If you don't understand this power structure, recognize that there are families for thousands of years who started the banks, who run the banks, who run all the world money systems. They're the ones who collect all the interest on all the loans around the world. I take a loan for a house. I get a mortgage. I pay interest. A lot of that interest money goes to these very people I'm talking about, the Rothschild family, the Rockefellers, and others. They own the banks. You take a car loan, you pay interest on the car loan, that interest goes to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the other people who own the banks. Have a credit card? Got a credit card that may even be up in the 20s as far as what the interest rate is, 21%, 21.99%. They always try to put that 0.99 there so you don't jump to the next number, have that scare you. It's like going to the gas station and buying gas. Just saw it today. $2.29.09. $2.29.9. They put that little N9 on there just so it doesn't have to be $2.30. $2.30, but no, it's $2.29.9. Essentially, it's $2.30, but they don't want you to see the 30 cents. They want you to see the 29 and make you think you're getting one penny extra in your pocket. Bullshit. We're all in this together, everybody. And it bothers me on a daily basis to know that just because I'm white, people hate me. And I fully understand how absolutely, I'm trying to think of a good word here. How infuriating it must be to be black. And to be in a situation where you're around white people who hate you, who actually can control who you are. They can control if you get a job or not. I'm not one of those people. I'm not a manager. I work for the man just like everybody else does, just like you would if you had a job or if you do have a job. I work for the man too. I don't hate people's skin color. I hate attitude. You blame me for something, I'm going to have to look at that and say, well, you know what? I don't like you either. I never owned slaves. My family never owned slaves. We never did, never will. I don't even have an interest in having a maid or a butler or anything else. I don't want to have that kind of problem or money or anything else. I just want to get through my life having peace in the world. And yes, I am that ideological. You know why? Because it could be attained if we would all get together and attack the very people I'm talking about, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and other people, the ones who are screwing us over and over daily, every single minute of our lives, every second of our lives. We're being screwed by these people who have so much money. A fellow worker of mine just told me the other day, he can't fathom how much money these people have. I can. I've studied it enough to recognize what's going on. The power these people have, the awful things they do to people in this world. You take the Rothschild family, just for example. Rothschild. Rothschilds. It might even be Rothschild. I'd have to look that up, to be honest with you. The Rothschilds. It does have an S. This family is said to have $500 trillion of wealth. If you were given $1 trillion, you couldn't spend that in your lifetime. You wouldn't be able to. You'd never be able to spend $1 trillion. Impossible. You couldn't do it. Impossible. And yet somebody like this family owns $500 trillion. Imagine the power that they have. And these people are psychopaths, by the way. These are people who are demented. They're evil, and they like to see people die. And that's why they don't give any money to the starving children in countries, in continents like Africa. These poor kids are starving and have no water. And the Rothschilds family, they live in palaces that you can't even imagine. The chandeliers are bigger than your freaking house. And yet they walk around and think they deserve to have that kind of wealth. And they won't help starving children. And yet an organization shows up on a commercial today that I'm watching that's called Food for the Poor, foodforthepoor.org. And I'm supposed to sit back getting screwed like everybody else and say, yeah, I've got $200, $300 a year that I can give to starving kids in the world. No. Hey, Rothschild, you evil freaking lowlives, why don't you help these fucking people? But oh no, I'm the insane one, apparently. Doesn't seem like there are too many people out there railing against Rothschilds and Rockefellers. As a matter of fact, down in my little town here where I live, the air machine that allowed you to put air in your tires, it was sponsored by a group that had a slogan on the air machine. Now understand, this is at an AM/PM type store. You go down there to fill your tires. And on the pump, the air pump itself, it was called Help Feed My Starving Children. We've got people on this planet who could feed everybody for $1 trillion. They'd still have $499 trillion. Boy, that's still a huge sum of money, no? And everybody else on the planet would be alive and well, would have food and water. But do they choose to do that? No. What do they do instead? They take even more from us. How do they do it? By screwing us through the bank loans that we take. I'm in awe that we've got people that wealthy on this planet and they won't help other people. And yet I get tears in my eyes when I see starving children in Africa in other places, and I can't help them. I get tears in my freaking eyes. And yet the Rothschilds family right now are probably throwing parties, drinking exceptionally expensive alcohol, eating exceptionally expensive foods. And I'm the one who sits back spending time on a radio program like this, trying to tell the world who the real problem bastards are. And I'll probably get 5 or 10 people to listen. I'd say it breaks my heart to see all this stuff. In a way, it does. But I don't look at that from that standpoint. It infuriates me to know that these pieces of shit like the Rothschilds and Rockefellers are out in the world, have so much power, money, food, water, homes, palaces, travel. Just, you can't even fathom. You can't understand how well these people live. That's why you never hear of them dying, because they don't have any problems. They just have fun every day, and they don't earn it. They just were smart enough, if that's the way to put it, or evil enough, or greedy enough, to have been the ones who put the banking system together thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago, whatever it was. And they've made themselves so much money that they will never have anything to worry about. But we do. Why? Because they screw all of us. They screwed you, me, inner city, blacks, Latinos, Hispanics, Asians, whatever the nationality, the color, sexual preference, whatever. These bastards screwed us all. That'll be the end of my monologue. I came across a quote from Hillary Clinton that I think is just despicable. She is such a hateful person. There's some of you out there in the world, a lot of you, who just think the world of her. She is a disgusting human being. She's evil. She's violent. She's a liar. She supports the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, this whole power structure. And why? Because they give her what she wants as long as she does what they want. Here's a quote from her on the Second Amendment. She said, and this is a quote, "We cannot let a minority of people," and that's what it is, it is a minority of people, "hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people." I'm going to read that one more time. Hillary Clinton said, "We cannot let a minority of people," and that's what it is a minority of people, "hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people." All right, now there's a little bit of understanding maybe that needs to go on here. There are people out there, a lot of people believe we live in a democracy, which we don't. But there are people out there who believe we live in a democracy. And what is a democracy? A democracy is where the majority of people get to choose how our lives go. The majority, meaning the most people out of the total, the majority gets to rule, choose the laws of the land. So, for example, in this country, the U.S., if we lived in a democracy, what that would say is there are more whites than any other nationality in this country. So if you believe we live in a democracy, you would believe that because they're more whites than anybody else, that the whites get to choose what everybody else has to do. That's democracy, where a majority rules. What we live in, actually, is a representative republic. And what that means is the minority can have equal power and be able to choose what's right for the country. There's more to it than that, but that's a basic background of what we're talking about here. Representative republic protects the minorities. It gives them power. Hillary Clinton claims that she's a Democrat. Democrats believe we live in a democracy. A democracy says that those who are in majority get to rule the minority. Hillary Clinton is a democracy, a Democrat, a liberal. She's actually socialist and probably fascist in a way. But she claims to be democratic. So democratic, she says that we live in a democracy. And what does that mean? It means the majority of people who believe in something get to have their way. But in her quote, she says, we cannot let a minority of people hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. Do you understand how hypocritical that is? She claims that she wants the majority, people who all agree on certain issues, to be able to control those minorities who don't agree with them. And yet she comes out with a quote like this, saying that we cannot let a minority of people hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. Talk about hypocrisy. How ironic that this piece of shit is the front runner right now to become president on the Democratic side. Those of you out there who think the world of this woman, you need to stop and take a real serious look at what this person is, what she's done, the lies she's perpetrated, the evil things she's done. She's been responsible for the killings of hundreds of people in Bill Clinton's administration alone, let alone hundreds of thousands of children in other countries who have been bombed into oblivion. These kids have been slaughtered. They've been maimed. They've had their arms blown off, their eyes blown out, their legs cut off by bombs from planes from the Israelis in Benghazi, Libya, Afghanistan. She was Secretary of State. She was supposed to make friends with other countries and instead allowed those countries to be bombed into oblivion. She slaughtered hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. She alone made decisions to kill these people. Horrifying human being. I despise her to no end. I even look at her and listen to her talk. I despise that person. I don't even know if she's human. I can't even tell at this point. I'm going to go on with some really interesting articles that I came across today. A bunch of these are going to be from InfoWars. Understand that I'm not a major Alex Jones supporter. But I'll tell you what, there aren't too many articles that show up on InfoWars that aren't true. And how do I know that? Because I read them and I study them and I watch what happens, and they pretty much know what they're talking about. There are very few times where they make a mistake. These guys at InfoWars are sharp. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They research things, and before they open their mouths, most of the time, a massive majority of the time, they're correct. So anyway, you can agree with this or not. but just listen to these titles. Because if anything, you don't need to listen to me. Listen to what I say, and then go out and research it yourself. And tell me I don't know what I'm talking about by quoting these things. That's the point of it all. I don't want you to listen to me and tell you that I know what I'm talking about and that you need to believe me. I just want to stir something in your minds, if it's possible. I want to stir things in your mind to where you say, boy, that's a screwed up concept. I wonder if Dan is right. And then go read up on it your own, because you're going to find, again, that probably 95, 98% of the time, InfoWars knows what they're talking about, and I know what I'm talking about. Here's an article that's disturbing as hell to me. If you understand, there's a company or a country called Yemen, Y-E-M-E-N, Yemen. And right now, the Saudi Arabians and other countries are bombing the hell out of this poor country. No different than what happened to Somalia back in the 80s. These are just poor countries trying to figure out what the hell's going on. They have their own civil wars going on, like every other country has had throughout history. And yet somebody like the Saudi Arabians, who are a certain sect of Muslim, Yemen is fighting to discover what sect of Muslim they are. But the Saudis don't like the Yemenis. They don't like the people in Yemen. So they're now going, they're buying planes and bombs and missiles and all kinds of things to kill people. The Saudis are. And they're going into this country, Yemen, and they're bombing the shit out of these poor people. They're blowing up their buildings, destroying their electrical grid so they have no power. They're destroying their water systems. These poor people are dying in droves. And it's all because of the Saudi Arabians and Obama and NATO and other countries who are helping the Saudis bomb Yemen. There's something really wrong with being able to go into a country and just bomb it because you don't like them. It's one thing if Yemen attacked Saudi Arabia, which they never did. Then you could say, hey, Saudi Arabia, they attacked you. Go kick the shit out of them. That never happened. Saudis just have hated these people forever, like they do everybody else, including us here in the U.S. The Saudis suck. They are evil, evil people. Violent, disgusting. They cut their own people's heads off for being gay or having an extramarital affair or for taking a pack of bubble gum. They'll cut your arm off, your hand off. These people are messed up. So anyway, here's an article title from InfoWars. Obama releases 9 Yemenis from Guantanamo prison to Saudi Arabia. Subtitle says Saudi is responsible for their rehab, and that should go well. These poor prisoners who were put in Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba, Obama release them into the hands of the Saudi Arabians who are going to kill them. Do you understand that? Do you understand what this title, this article means? Obama handed over people from Yemen who are in a prison here in Cuba. He gave them to Saudi Arabia so that Saudi Arabia could kill them. What the hell kind of person is Obama? Any of you people sit back and say, oh, Obama, oh, he's great, he's first black president, whatever. I don't dislike him for his skin color. I dislike him for doing this kind of horse shit. This guy is evil, despicable, disgusting for what he's done. Not to just this country, the U.S., but the world. And he does stuff like this. And there will be a news story about these Yemenis being killed by the Saudi Arabians, probably beheaded. And yet Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize years ago, didn't he? You don't get a Nobel Peace Prize for killing people. You get it for not killing people. And yet Obama has slaughtered millions of people across the globe, and he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. And I sit on my ass, broke as hell, not knowing what I'm going to do in my life because this government in the U.S. is screwing me over because of the likes of Obama and Hillary. And it includes the Republicans, too, by the way. I'm not Republican, and I don't support them either. They're just as disgusting as the Democrats are. It's just that Obama happens to be the dictator in chief at this point. I hated Bush, too. He was complicit in 9/11. How could you possibly like him? Clinton was just as bad. Reagan was just as bad. Bush Sr. was just as bad. Carter was just as bad. Nixon was just as bad. LBJ, all of them. For a long time now, we have lived under very, very, very disgusting presidents. But oh no, the media makes them look all nice and everything. They come out with their nice suits and ties and give their nice speeches and sound all eloquent and everything. Yeah, wonderful. Anyway, Obama releases Yemenis from a prison up here to the Saudi Arabians who will kill them. That's a really good guy. Why wouldn't Obama release them to Yemen? Because he doesn't want them to live. And he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. Wonderful. Okay, I don't know much about this story, but I'm going to read the article. Title says, InfoWars coverage, Colorado vote stolen. People in Denver are standing up and saying enough is enough with election fraud. There was stuff that went on in Colorado that screwed, I believe, Trump. Wait, understand, people, our votes don't care. Our politicians are stealing the vote. You can go to your voting booth and check the little boxes and sign in and show an ID to prove that you are who you say you are. Doesn't matter who you vote for. You're putting a vote into a computer that's rigged. It's a computer. You can make a computer do anything you want. I've talked about this in previous shows. You can make a computer change your vote. So even if it pops up a screen and you check the box that says Trump, these machines are set up that when you press the box that says Trump, it automatically actually gives a vote to Hillary. But you don't know about it because the computer is designed to lie to you. Don't think just because a computer is a computer that it's honest. My God, that's far from truth. That's how Obama won his elections. We're not allowed to vote for who we want to win. We vote. They change the vote. And the person who we don't like wins. It's how it is. And it ain't going to change unless we all grow the hell up and figure it out and start complaining about it in large numbers. Anyway, here's another InfoWars story. Article says, activists to protest Clinton's record as a warmonger. Subtitle says, the committee opposed to Hillary Clinton's interventionism urges you to come to a rally before the New York primary. I heard today that there were disputes, that there were thousands of people in New York, where I am, who complained that they were denied the right to vote and were told that they had gone to the wrong voting booth and that they wouldn't be allowed to vote for Bernie Sanders. So the vote primary, the primary votes here in New York last week were stolen, and I believe the primary was given to Hillary Clinton. Your votes don't count anymore, people. A lot of you know that. But they're screwing us over. All these bastards. Another InfoWars article. Jordanian UN Human Rights Commissioner blasts Trump's, quote, hateful slander of foreigners, end quote. Subtitle, quote, bigotry is not proof of strong leadership, end of quote. That, again, coming from a country that kills people for stealing a pack of gum or cut your hands off or kills you for having an affair. These are despicable, disgusting people in Jordan who kill people for being gay and such things or throw you in prison. I don't know what their exact laws are. But they're not free people. They're not free-thinking people in Jordan. And yet Jordan, the Jordanian UN Human Rights Commissioner blasts Trump's hateful slander of foreigners. Who the hell is the UN anyway? What has the UN done for anybody over what, the last 20, 30, 40 years? Anybody you've heard of that the UN protected? Anybody? You can't name a single person or group that the UN has come out and tried to protect. That's what they were put in place to do. They were supposed to prevent anybody in the world from killing other people, controlling other people, raping other people, cutting people's hands off, cutting their heads off, or anything else. And yet this human rights commissioner from the UN is telling Trump that he's an asshole. Well, let me tell you something, Jordanian UN Human Rights Commissioner. You're a freaking asshole. And I'd tell you to your face if I knew who you were and you were standing in front of me. You people disgust me and a lot of other people. And I got to sit here and look at this crap. Here's another interesting story. Article from InfoWars. And I've seen this on other pages in different forms, so I know it's not just a story that gets thrown around. Regardless, the article title says, Billy Corgan questions Facebook for allowing a Kill Trump page on Facebook. Okay, now this guy is a member of, if not leader of, the Smashing Pumpkins band, whether you like him or not. I don't care for him much, but it's not the point. He's coming out and saying why to Facebook, why are you allowing a Kill Trump Facebook page? He's in the right. Why would you be able to put a kill anybody page on Facebook? I've brought this up before. I'm going to bring it up again. Gabriella Giffords was supposedly shot by a guy named Jared Loughner a few years back. She at the time was a senator, I believe, or a congresswoman. She supposedly was shot by this guy, Jared Loughner. And as soon as that happened, all of the Democrats came out, all of them, screaming bloody murder. We've got to stop violence in this country. We've got to stop violent web pages. We've got to stop violent talk. We've got to stop violent talk shows. We've got to stop even saying things like, oh, we Democrats are at war with the Republicans. You're not literally at war. It's just wording saying, hey, we're fighting against them because we want to win. But you can have a Kill Trump Facebook page. It's Zuckerberg. I'll tell you what. You talk about a fucking menial, fucking trivial, fucking disgusting, disputable little piglet, little fucking germ who infests the fucking world because he came up with an idea that fucks with people's heads to where many of you people can't get off Facebook. Go to Facebook. I don't rightly care. Go play video games or go play with Lego blocks. I don't really care. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to sit back and not look at that and say, man, I don't know what to make of that. Well, I'll tell you what. If I right now went on to Facebook and put out a Kill Zuckerberg page or Kill Bill Gates page or Kill Obama page or Kill Hillary page or any number of other people, I'll tell you what, I'd have people in black cars pull up my driveway in black outfits with masks on with fucking AK-47 assault rifles kicking in my door, grabbing me and throwing me in solitary confinement in some prison in fucking Yemen. In not giving me any rights, no lawyer, no food or water, and they'd let me starve to death and I would die within a week or two because they can do that. But somebody is able to put a Kill Trump page out there on Facebook, and Zuckerberg, that fucking disgusting pig, doesn't do a fucking thing about it. Sorry, I just threw in the fuck word. But I can't stand. This hypocrisy. I can't fathom what's going on here. As long as you're on the side that's in power, you can do anything you want. But if you're on the other side, you can't do whatever you want. You know where we've seen this before? Most notably, Nazi Germany. We're in Nazi Germany, everybody. Okay? We are in Nazi Germany. What happened in Nazi Germany is happening here. The killing of people that the power structure doesn't like. Poisoning of people. We haven't had the concentration camps yet, but they're coming. We have laws now that are passed, like I just brought up, that any of these people can throw us in prison if they want. And we can't say anything about it. That's a terrifying story right there. They allow on Facebook a Kill Trump Facebook page. Here's another one. InfoWars story. Rap song threatens riots, Trump assassination, and the media celebrates. And a quote from the song says, "And if your ass do win, your gong probably gets smoked," end quote. Really? Just goes along with what I was just saying. If you're black, you can threaten white people, white crackers, and white cracker babies that you're going to kill white cracker babies. But if you're white, you say you're going to kill black babies. People in black vehicles will drive up your driveway, kick your door in with black masks on, with AK-47s. They'll lock you up and kill you. We're living in Nazi Germany, people. If something happens to me, there better be somebody out there who will continue doing what I'm doing, because I am sick of it. Christ. This is pretty disturbing. Virginia governor gives 200,000 felons voting rights in a move to boost Clinton. This guy lets 200,000 felons out of prison and says you can vote for Hillary if you want. Who do you think is going to win that one? Hillary's already bought and paid for everybody. Stop watching the debates. Stop talking among yourselves. Stop trying to act like you know who's going to win the election. Hillary has already been given the election. Freaking amazing. InfoWars story. In France, a video shows migrant women beat 16-year-old girl for wearing a dress. Migrant women who aren't even French, they're Muslim. Video shows migrant women beat 16-year-old girl for wearing a dress. Not a single female speaks out about this. I don't get that one, man. National Organization for Women does not exist. Hope you women understand that. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Subtitle on that one says, "The attack appears to have been a random act of violence." They labeled her as a slut for wearing a dress. Really? Interesting. That's pretty screwed up. Okay, here's another story. This one was on my radar the other day, a couple days ago. I did a show. Officials perform autopsy on Prince, but not Scalia. Supreme Court justice doesn't get an autopsy. Probably in the top 10 of the most powerful people on the planet. Dies mysteriously, but he's not given an autopsy. Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, was murdered. That's why they won't do the autopsy. Another title, New World Order Defends Its Sale of Baby Parts. Subtitle, Elite Think the Amazon.com of Fetal Tissue Isn't Totally Normal. If you read up on how horrifying abortion is, it's pretty terrifying. I've heard the stories of fetuses being pulled out of women's vaginas still alive screaming. And then they fucking cut their heads off to kill them. Or they cut their brains out. These are living creatures, people. You can think what you want. Life doesn't start until fucking certain point, 2 years old, or whatever the hell you fucking idiots think. Unbelievable. You can't even comprehend how evil this stuff is. Chelsea Clinton, another article, is quoted as saying, the next time the Supreme Court rules on gun control, it'll make a definitive ruling because Scalia is now dead. They killed Scalia so that Obama can take our guns. And when they take our guns, they're going to kill us. Just like Pol Pot did. I forget, I think in Cambodia. Idi Amin did in Uganda. Stalin did in Russia. Mao Zedong did in China. And so many other leaders. As soon as they take the guns, they slaughter millions of their own people who they don't like. The reason they don't do it before they take the guns is because people can fight back. That's what's happening here. Obama and people like Obama hates us. He hates capitalism, freedom, money, unless it's his. Another InfoWars Wars story. Both Prince and Merle Haggard spoke out about chemtrails, the New World Order, the Illuminati. And they both died from illnesses in short time frames. This title from InfoWars says, did the chemtrail flu kill Prince and Merle Haggard? Was Prince killed by the chemtrails he and Haggard spoke out against? The chemtrail flu is very new, recent. There are a lot of people, lots of people around the planet who are getting sick after there are a lot of chemtrail sprays in the area where they are, and they're coming down with really bad flus. I had a really bad flu a couple weeks ago, and it was after very heavy spraying where I live. I am convinced this is real. Yes, chemtrails are real. Listen to my other programs as to what my thoughts are about chemtrails. I'll talk more about them. Any of you out there who think I'm a conspiracy theorist for believing in chemtrails, you're brain dead. You're juvenile. You need to grow up. You need to wake up. Someday we'll talk when you figure out what your own life is before you try to tell me that I don't know what my life is. This one's disturbing. Campus pro-abortion display baby-shaped cookies with their heads broken off. The pro-abortion folks were eating the baby cookies or breaking heads off and laughing. Uh-huh. But you could even put a target over a person on a web page after Gabby Giffords got shot. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this life makes sense. You liberal, democratic fascists are sick. Another story, Beyonce, I can't stand even that name, invokes urban terrorism in new video. Jeez, I don't even waste my time with that crap. That fucking horse shit. Okay, here's one, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with this one. The White House is poised to release secret pages from 9/11 inquiry. Pages assumed to initially have hidden extent of the Saudi Arabian involvement in 9/11. I'm going to tell you something. There are 28 pages that were hidden from the 9/11 inquiry that supposedly hid information that Bush and others didn't want us to see. You know what the 28 pages are going to have? It's going to be redacted. It's either going to have information removed or it's going to be blacked out with black magic marker. These motherfuckers will never, never let us know what happened on 9/11. And yet you've got Trump telling us that if we elect him, he'll tell us who did 9/11. I want to know. I think I do know. I'd like to hear somebody in authority tell us who did it. Okay, this backs me up. Here's another article. 9/11 Commission. There was no Saudi smoking gun. The commission co-chairman, former New Jersey government Governor Tom Keene, and former Representative Lee Hamilton put out a lengthy statement on Friday. I'm telling you, they're going to act like they're going to give us information, and then they're going to give us nothing. We might even get 28 blank pages. Like the Warren Commission on John F. Kennedy's assassination. Lee Harvey Oswald killed him alone. That's all you can say about it. These are going to be just a couple few articles real quick from naturalnews.com. All right, they've got problems with the water in Flint, Michigan. I forget exactly what's going on. But there was a major problem with the water. There were poisons of some kind got into the water in Flint, Michigan. And there were people, whistleblowers, who came out and worked in the water treatment plants and that kind of thing. And they were murdered for opening their mouths. The title for this says, "And now the cover-up murders begin in Flint, Michigan. Water treatment plant foreman found dead, and a young mom was murdered in her home after filing a lawsuit against Michigan government." Jeez, wonder who killed them. Okay, another story. Massive food deception. Genetically engineered crops soon to be marketed as non-GMO. So we're going to go to the store and food's going to say no GMO and we're going to eat them, but it's still going to have GMO particles in it. Genetically modified organism, in case you wonder what GMO stands for. And this is the government we have. We do not have a government. We have a dictatorship. We have a tyranny. They can lie to us. Oh, we're going to tell you there's no GMO in the food, but there is. Obama comes out and says, "I've got the most transparent government there ever was." Oh, yeah, real transparent. You're not telling us what you're doing. Oh, well, that doesn't matter. We're transparent anyway. We just wanted to use the word transparent. Like, literally, don't know how to use the word, but we're going to use it anyway. Another title real quick. Glyphosate exposure causes sunlight to result in aggressive, deadly skin cancer, new science reveals. Glyphosate is a chemical that's in Monsanto's Roundup weed killer. And this is saying that if it gets on your skin and sunlight gets on your skin where this glyphosate got on your skin, that you're going to get aggressive, deadly skin cancer. Glyphosate, also I've read in different research, and I've read this extensively, glyphosate causes breast cancer in something like 90%+ of women who use it. And the government of this country passed what's called the Monsanto Protection Act that says that Monsanto is not responsible for the cancers, the killing that their products may cause. Yeah, we've got a real honest, transparent government. That's your Obama for you people, by the way. All right? He hates us. He hates you, and you love him. What's wrong with that picture? What do you not understand? Here's a story. Crime rings in California making millions off robbing truckloads of pistachios, walnuts, and almonds. Why? Because there aren't very many pistachios, walnuts, and almonds to get anymore. Their prices are going through the roof. And these crime rings are stealing them from trucks and selling them on the black market to make a ton of money. Yeah. What does Obama do? Nothing. What does the government do? Nothing. Anybody investigate? Nope. Yeah. We're living in a good country. This Obama guy, what a great guy. Here's a little bit something at least uplifting in my mind. Canada sets its sights on making the sale of marijuana legal nationwide. It's about freaking time. Don't even need to talk about that one. Here's a storyline I'd like to kick this guy in the teeth. Pro-Monsanto Bill Nye, the science guy, says GMOs are awesome and climate change skeptics should be thrown in prison. Oh, yeah, really. What a fucking dud. If you're a climate change skeptic, you know who's causing climate change? The people who spray chemtrails. The people who launched the space shuttles and damaged the ozone. The people who shoot missiles into other countries and blow them up that cause damage to the air, all kinds of chemicals in the air, all over the ground, all over the water. People who shoot rockets up to launch satellites into space that go up and destroy the ozone, send out plumes of smoke as they launch and kill birds and all kinds of living things. And this fucking goofball, even to look at him, you just got to look at him and say, dude, shut the fuck up. Sorry, I'm starting to get emphatic here, but I've had enough of this crap. I really have. Another uplifting story. Homeopathy, officially recognized by Swiss government, is legitimate medicine to coexist with conventional medicine. It's about freaking time. Okay, this is the last story, and again, it's uplifting to an extent. Investment groups across the U.S. and the U.K. are encouraging restaurants to stop adding antibiotics to their meat. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine eating meat, which I don't tend to do, but if you do eat meat, right now there are all kinds of hormones and antibiotics and all kinds of shit in the meat that you're eating, and it gets in your body and can do some really terrible things to you, and you don't even know it. And this group, investment groups who invest in these companies who sell food, are saying get the antibiotics and the hormones out of the meat. That is a good story. That is a wonderful story. Anyway, I've chatted long enough. I guess I'm just going to give some few thoughts here. I've got a little less than 8 minutes left. I'll tell you, I tried like hell tonight to not swear as much. But it's a very interesting thing, tragic really in a way. I find myself in my 50s at this point. Consider myself a highly intelligent person, very well educated. I've paid attention to world events most of my life, if not all of my life. I've watched the good and the bad in people. I've seen some incredibly awful things that people have done to other people. And I've seen the most uplifting things in the world you could ever imagine that somebody would do for another human being. And I'd have to say that the things that I've seen that are tragic, where people kill each other, and take somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer, who used to kill people, cut them up and eat them. That probably brings as many tears to my eyes as somebody who saves another person dangling from a building, let's say. I'm moved by acts of kindness. I'm moved by the passion of other people who do good things, who are amazing musicians, which I wish I was, or by people who are amazing at art, who can draw or paint or sing or play piano or write well or any number of things. The world is full of so many wonderful people with so many great talents. Like all these holistic doctors who are being found dead because they figured out how to cure cancer and autism. and the power structure. The pharmaceutical companies don't want them to cure cancer because the pharmaceutical companies and the power structure make tremendous amounts of money off making people sick, giving them cancers, and then putting them through chemo and radiation, which only cures 3-4% of the people. You see athletes being able to do amazing things. You look at something like Cirque du Soleil, which I don't know much about their background. I've heard some things about them that's not very good as far as what their owners are involved with, whatever. I won't get into that. But when you look at those people perform at the level they do, it can bring tears to your eyes. Or stories, movies about people who do heroic things and maybe end up dying for doing something that saved another person's life. A story like Schindler's List in Nazi Germany, which actually, from what I understand, was a true story. It was dramatized in the movie Schindler's List. But see the great lengths the people have gone to. You look at somebody like Viktor Frankl, who was in a Nazi concentration camp, not in World War II, in Germany. Survived for years on a bowl of soup and a piece of bread. It's the only thing he was allowed to eat every day. And he came out and wrote a book about why he was able to survive and those around him weren't. And how no matter what happened, he and his friends who survived would not let the Nazi Germans break their will to survive. But the other prisoners did. The other prisoners gave up. Viktor Frankl and his friends did not allow that to happen. The will to survive can be incredibly amazing. The will to help other people should inspire all of us to do great things for others, whether it be people, other living things, animals. We live in a world right now, I do anyway, that has become very callous about the maiming, the harming, the killing of other animals, other people. People in the U.S., I'm not included in the group I'm talking about. I'm very affected by death and harm that comes to other people. But we live in a country now, even a world for that matter, where people don't give a shit anymore. And that's been the goal of the power structure that I talked about. These people who are at the top, they own the media, they own the newspapers, they own the websites, they own the internet, they own the radio, they own television, they own so many different ways that news gets to us. And they just keep putting things out there that make us fear and 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 fear. So many things that come out of the media are about war, about death, about ISIS, about all these awful things like the swine flu and Ebola, and lately the Zika virus. And I brought this up a couple days ago on my previous show. I heard a comedian talking, and I had forgotten about this actually, but as he brought it up, I remembered it like it was yesterday. But what happened to the killer bees? Back in the 70s, I believe it was. We were told bees were going to come up from Latin America, millions of them. They're going to come up into the U.S. and kill us all. And not a single killer bee showed up. Nobody said anything about it afterward. Nobody says anything about swine flu or Ebola or Zika virus presently. One story goes to the next. There's another shooting today, and then there are more bees coming tomorrow. Then the next day there's another bombing, then there's another shooting. There are more kids dying in school shootings. Sandy Hook never happened. I hope people get to listen to this program. I hope it makes sense. I hope I get through to some of you. Any of you. My name is Dan Cherry. I am the iPragmatist on the internet. It is April 24th, 2016. I thoroughly enjoyed this show. Hope you did too.